Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I'm back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Friday show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico in the motherfucking house. What's up, nooka?
That's me.
Yay.
I'm not busting balls.
What are you not busting balls about?
Did you just get those red sunglasses, or did you borrow them?
I borrowed these from Harrington. Why?
Okay, because Alex and Dylan also have them.
Or maybe these are Alex's. Who knows? Hey, but,
I don't know if it's the new thing. I didn't know if you started a new trend. I was curious.
That's what's up, nigga.
It is. I know.
Why is my doomsayer drop not working? Kids? Children? Children of the corn? That's too loud. Can we, from now on, we need to make sure that all my drops work.
My left ear also doesn't work. Is that usual? Does it usually not work? Is that like the seats thing?
Yeah. Like your left ear or the left ear in your...
No, yeah, my left ear. Personally.
Your left ear is not working.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. Sometimes you gotta just go with the fucking flow. We're not gonna have a doomsayer drop, I guess. It's fine. What happens if I get angry in the moment at you, Shannon, and I want to?
Yeah, but what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I needed it in the first 8 seconds, so I guess you know. There it is. Don't fuck with me today. Not today, okay? I am the influencer here. I'm not the influenced. Okay, if Dylan's wearing these glasses, it's because Dylan's trying to fucking be a real ass dude. If Alex is trying to wear these glasses, it's because Alex is trying to be a real ass dude.
Dylan, did you have red sunglasses first?
No, I've been doing the colored aviators for years before Dylan was even here. What are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about? I tried to do the doomsayer drop again and I couldn't do it. Wow. Do you just try to argue with me to argue with me?
No, I'm not arguing. I was just
the colored
curious.
Sunglasses are mine. It's my thing, and everyone's copying off it. Today, I went with red ones because I forgot my yellow ones at home.
Okay, that's all you had to say. I was just curious.
Do you wear only Hulk Hogan colored glasses?
Yes, it's all. I've been bitten by Hulkamania.
Yeah.
And
you know, are kind of like a new Hulk Hogan.
I say my prayers.
The N-word.
I think a sex tape with you.
I take my vitamins. You know,
you eat
ecstasy.
Too much buffet.
And what's the third thing you did? Say your prayers. Take your vitamins.
What is the third thing?
Say your prayers. Take your vitamins.
You drink milk. I'm pretty sure. Aren't you drinking milk?
I don't remember.
You got to drink a tall glass of milk, brother.
You have to drink
calcium. Make your bones strong.
Was
he in milk commercials?
Probably.
Maybe.
Oh man, we're embarrassing right now, Zach.
Say your vitamins. I feel like it's say your vitamins. Take your prayers. The other way
I
around.
I feel like there's a third one.
Say your vitamins, take your prayers. There had to be a third one.
Is it drink milk? That's my number one answer right now. It can't be drink milk.
Drink at least seven
vitamins?
Tall glasses of water a day. A gallon, brother. A full gallon of water. You need to hydrate. Just giving you good advice. Rest. It's really about rest, brother. They say 8 hours, but really it's 9 hours a day.
What you gonna do when the snooze alarm comes for you, brother?
What if you sleep all day, people will call you?
To my little Hulkamaniac, say your prayers, take your vitamins.
No.
We said say your prayers, take your vitamins. It was just two things. Hulk Hogan was so bad at improv that he didn't even know the comedy rule of threes. Say your prayers, take your vitamins.
And say the N-word. And that was the last one.
Well, you know what? I do say my prayers. I do take my vitamins. And I do say the N-word.
I pray to the N-word.
Yeah.
There you go.
So look, incredible show plan today. As always, two great guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you love him. You know him. His name is Rob Mayhew. What up, kid?
What's happening?
What's up, nigga?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, man. I like how your fucking sun's out, guns out.
That's what I do. It's 93 degrees outside. What are you talking about?
You want to try that sentence again?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. 93 degrees, which in Canada would be 33 degrees
that
Celsius.
That sounds so cold. That's why everyone thinks Canada's cold, is because they use the fucking metric Celsius. System.
That actually might be a fairly... You're so stupid that I feel like you could talk on behalf of a lot of people, and I think that might be an insightful
He's
point.
He's on fire!
Hell yeah. Aaliyah Janine is also here, fresh back from being mad at me.
Was I mad at you?
You seem like you actually had a legitimate 6-hour period of being annoyed with the
Legion of
Skanks
you guys
podcast.
Said that I was dead?
We didn't say you're dead.
It's funny, it just occurred to me right now, I forgot I thought you were dead until this moment. Yeah. It never
a
crossed
bunch
my mind
again.
People
thought I was dead. It wasn't your fault.
Well, I'm sorry, Aaliyah, that we are maybe the only men who actually care about you in the world. The only males who actually give a fuck about you in the world was like, holy shit, she might be
That was
a
Legion of Skanks search party for Aaliyah Janine.
It was very sweet. I now know like my response time if I ever do off myself. No, I'm kidding. No, I was fine. I thought it was funny, but yeah.
So Aaliyah, she was going out to do that comedy festival in Idaho.
I just missed my flight. Like, I had talked to John.
Can I tell you our perspective?
Okay.
We get a message from somebody being like, dude, Aaliyah Janine has disappeared off of social media. We're a little bit worried about her. There's like fans because because Aaliyah's not only she's very active on social media, but she's like in the Facebook group for the Legion of Skanks, and you post and you post it yourself. Like, so our fans like know you, and they're like, hey, dude, she's gone. She wrote a blog about Seth Simons that's gone from the internet. You were just your whole thing were gone. You weren't answering text messages from any of your friends.
So
yes, we go on to the podcast and have a memorial service for her without confirming that she was officially dead. But it was at a place out of love and out of genuine worry. And it wasn't like we didn't just make it up. It wasn't because you didn't answer a text message. It was because people thought you were dead.
Yeah. Patrick had fucking Mick Foley text me and stuff. I didn't have my phone. So like I didn't get any of the messages until I got my phone.
What a fucking retard Patrick is, where he's like, Mick Foley can get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to figure out the Aaliyah Janine situation?
Like, Jesus.
Dude Love can get to the bottom of fucking.
But I'm very happy.
That I'm not
What
dead.
A fucking jailhouse knucklehead.
Well, no, it was just like, it was a little bit of invasion. Because I'm normally more private than that. And like having all of that, that was a lot for me. But it was like, you did it. It was funny. And it was
But we keep on forgetting that you're, you know. People can pay you to disappear for men can pay you to disappear with them for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
So we need to remember that.
But also, you need to remember, like, as a fat guy and a porn chick, we have in common that if we don't answer a text in 4 hours, everyone assumes we're dead.
Yeah. We assume you either you hung yourself in a closet somewhere or had an OD or something.
I suicided myself.
Or we assume that Sex Past Seth could have had you off.
That pissed me off because I'm like, I could take him.
You think you could take him?
I can absolutely take him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Look, he may be a pussy, but let's get real. Are we being real ass? Are we getting real ass here?
I would stab him.
You know what? You know what?
You don't think I could take
Seth?
Hold on.
New drop. Shout out to Cushion Pusher. It's time to get real ass. So I remember a couple weeks ago I said we need to have an intro that sort of sounded like that. He just played the guitar over what I said, which was awesome.
It's perfect.
Shout out to Cushion Pusher. Love that guy. We're getting real ass here.
Okay.
Seth Simons could probably fuck you up in a physical fight.
That is so rude.
It's a man.
He's barely a man. Everything I own in this world that Seth
t-shirt.
Simons would just put his creepy little hands on you and just take to life from
yeah,
you.
Easily, with ease. He's
just
still
by
a man.
Touching me.
I don't know how.
Like Elijah Wood in Sin City.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how small of a man he is. I don't know how big of a man he is. I'm assuming he's a dweeby little guy.
Yeah.
It still doesn't matter though. You're still a woman.
Oh, well, thank you for still considering me a woman.
No, you are a woman, and I understand that you're damaged, and I understand that you've probably been hurt in many, many ways, but that doesn't...
None of my training. Yeah.
It's a different hurt.
But it's not. It doesn't teach you how to beat men up.
Yeah. I don't care what the doctor took out. You're still a woman, huh?
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, I might be... There he is.
I can absolutely take him. Totally beat up
Dougie,
guys.
Not only would I be rooting for you, I'd put money on you because I'd want to instill the confidence in
bring
you.
Bring him back up.
But I wouldn't be willing to bet more than
he's
I'm willing
autistic,
to lose.
Right?
That's you're only betting what you'll lose.
That's
only...
an autistic. I can't make eye contact. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I smile and look to the side and picture his face.
Up.
Right?
It would be cruel.
You could almost, in a still picture, see his left hand fidgeting as he's in that picture.
Go back to the picture.
That's an autistic person.
He's showing what you have to do in, with your hand in order to make Aaliyah come once you have it inside of her. To stretch it out as wide as possible. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah,
but that's okay.
I think he would maybe. It's very reasonable that a person like him could kill. He's built up everybody as such supervillains.
See, that's more insulting than you guys thinking I was dead.
But it's not a slight on you. We could think he could
what
kill
if
any
he
weak women.
Knew how to really fight. Though?
It would be crazy. It that's what he's doing.
Dude, what if he challenged me? What if he came out and he was like, "Dude, I'll fight Lewis." Because I'd take it in a heartbeat. I'm like, let's go. And then he beat the shit out of me.
Imagine Idaho has just been a training camp for Seth Simmons let's this entire go. Time. He's in a dungeon, wow. just getting sharp.
I would look, I'll angle for the Aaliyah Janine versus Seth Simon super fight in the LS Mania undercard. I would love to watch that happen.
Okay. Cool.
And I would love for you to win, but I just don't think you got it in you. Are you strong? Okay. Have you been into a fight before?
Yes, I was fucking police trained, jackass. I have defense and arrest tactics and...
She was police trained. That's what she gets. She calls getting double teamed by two cops.
Yeah, some police ran a train on me once. And Aaliyah,
what?
Aaliyah, you do no, you do not. I don't care how police trained you were.
Okay.
So you tried to join the police force. Is that what it was?
I was certified for law enforcement. This is like almost 20 years ago.
Back when you could fucking
before
it was
porn,
her, BP. Bobcat Goldthwait, Michael Winslow. Janine,
what did she do with her police baton? Aaliyah, your police training would mean almost nothing.
Okay. We lost three police cars and a cruiser up your pussy. God damn it! This city can't afford you, Janine.
I mean, what? Like, show me some of your. All right, Mayu, go to slowly, obviously. Go to choke her. I want to see her, what her first line of defense would be. Let's see. We're going to, I want to see how good, because maybe I'm wrong. No, she doesn't even care. She's going to just sit like that. God, all right, sure. She's going from behind.
I can't get my knife open.
Oh, she's got a knife, Rob. Stop, Rob. She does carry a little tiny blade. That's a scary blade right there.
Thank you.
That took you so long to open.
I know. I'm also a little high right now.
Yeah, by the time you got that knife open, you'd be passed out. I'm like, ooh, a knife.
Yeah, because nobody's going to attack you while you're high. I'm sure that would be the time you're safe. You fucking idiot. Get a better weapon, dummy.
Yeah, Aaliyah, you're always high.
I'm going
it's not like
to kill you.
That is true.
It's not like you're not always ridiculously high. Like,
it's such a retarded thing.
I thought I was in a safe space here.
No way.
I slowly tried to kill you.
Look, we'll try to make it happen. Seth Simons, if you want to fight Aaliyah Janine at LS Mania, we will set this up. I'll tell you right now, my money's on you, doggy. My money's on you. When's the last time you were in a fight, Aaliyah?
Years. It's been a long time.
Was
I've
it with
been
a
taking
guy?
Kickboxing classes. Yeah, I've normally only fought men.
Yeah. Yeah. You take kickboxing classes. Mm-hmm. What's your record against men?
Well, they never hit back, so.
Okay,
so
these are just pussies you hit, and they go, no, stop. Yeah, I get it.
Think about how many girls say they won fights against you, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't fight back.
Yeah. There's probably dozens.
I just try to headbutt their fists.
That works.
Their fucking little tiny shitty fists.
You're the mole, but you're the really aggressive mole that they're trying to whack.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. I'm debating even talking about topic number one, Zach. I'm debating even talking about it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Ooh, I have to talk about it then, obviously. But let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's have a fun show. What a fun day today is going to be. Lewis J. Gomez back in town. I'm not going on the road for at least, a few weeks, not for any extended amount of time. So I'm back, baby. I know I missed a few podcasts this week. Everyone missed me. The love that you guys show me when I'm out of town, it is fucking just amazing. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. You guys are pieces of shit. And I appreciate you telling me that you guys would rather have a Dalton and Zach show and rather have Harrington be on the Believe You Me podcast. It actually goes to show what fucking morons you people are. You, yes, the listeners. You guys, if anybody who says that, you need to actually eat a bullet. Kill yourself. If you think that Harrington is better on Believe You Me, actually kill yourself. I really mean that. Not in a fucking shitty way. Not like, I mean, in a very matter of fact, you deserve death. You know nothing about broadcasting. You know nothing about things that are fucking funny or entertaining. You need to actually fucking kill yourself. And I don't care that this is a risk for my career, because if you do kill yourself, they're going to take this moment. They're going to be like, yeah, dude, he actually took a moment and said for you to kill yourself. I fucking mean it. If you like Harrington more than me, off yourself. Hang yourself right now. Slice your fucking wrists in a bathtub. Actually kill yourself. If Harrington likes himself more than me, he should kill himself. It's ridiculous.
If Harrington likes you more than him, he should kill himself.
Yes.
He should just kill himself.
Harrington, if you don't kill yourself, the thing
today,
is,
it's Friday the 13th.
I could convince Harrington to kill himself and tell him that I'd pay him afterwards.
Lewis, this is the problem with you. You could convince most of your listenership to kill themselves.
I know, and I will. By
it's
the way,
concerning.
So you know, I could have you all kill yourselves, and I don't.
So
is that not worth something to everybody that's listening to my fucking show?
You're a benevolent dictator, I'll give you that.
All right, plugs. Aaliyah.
I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone next Thursday, the 19th, for the Hardcore Comedy Show. Zach is on it. It'll be super fun. And Jawbreakers, September 22nd at The Stand. And then all of my social media and stuff you can find at AaliyahJanine.com.
Wolf72 says, Gomez is a wah-wah-wah crybaby. Ban him. 72 hours. 72-hour ban, Shannon. For Wolf fucking 72. Yeah, wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
She's doing it.
Wah, Shannon, please ban Wolf 72. Yeah, I'm a baby, right, Wolf 72? Apologize right now and you won't be banned for 72 hours. You have 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Wolf. Or it's a 72-hour hardcore parkour ban, bitch. You just gotta watch the chat.
We just gonna sit quietly for the 30 seconds?
No, no, you're fine. Good, good. Rob Mayo.
The return of my comedy festival, the Dark Comedy Festival 8, Heavens on Fire, comes back December 17th and 19th in Toronto. It was hosted by myself and my partner, Tyler Morrison, featuring Mark Norman and the gentleman across from me, Louis J. Gomez.
Forgot about it.
Yeah. And I will say Zach Amico, even though I'm almost positive Louis has had no conversation with Zach about it whatsoever.
Not even once. Yeah. Haven't even.
Where is it? I wasn't listening.
Toronto, and the money's good enough. I gotcha.
Okay, cool. Sure.
Yeah. December 17th and 19th.
See you there.
There we go. I assumed you hadn't talked to him about it.
Oh, Wolf said F you. 72. You know what? Make it an 80-hour ban, Shannon. Make it an 80-hour ban, Shannon. And you know what? Don't let him in the fucking Louis J. Gomez official Discord either. You fucking cocksucker.
Just to finish that plug.
Bobby Hutch just said, Wolf, don't change your name or I won't be able to unban you. Thank you, Bobby. Bobby's in the chat. I love Bobby Hutch. Let's go, Wolf.
Is he connected to a ventilator still or is he just doing
alive.
It? Okay, good.
He's living like a bitch. Let's go. Zach Amico.
Hold on.
You got finishers.
Ticketscene.com. Full festival pass available now.
Ben in the live chat says, you guys actually ban people? Yeah, Ben. Do you want to get banned? Go.
That's good enough.
Go ahead.
I handle it.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Cattles Wrestling, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Tonight at midnight, we're watching Friday the 13th, part 3 in 3D. Check it out.
Live stuff. The 26th of this month, we'll be at BJ Ryan's, myself and Zach Amico in Norwalk, Connecticut. What else? What else you got?
Every Sunday, I have a secret 420 friendly show. You got to message me for details because it's a secret location. But a little comedy club, great comics. Just follow me at Rob Loves Arguing on Instagram.
What borough is it in, Rob?
Manhattan, Hell's Kitchen, baby.
Ooh, why am I not invited to the show?
We'll talk about it after.
I know what this is. You told me about it and you've never invited me to do it.
It just started.
Oh, all right.
Relax.
Well, here we go. I should be on that shit every fucking week.
You're welcome every week.
Let's go. Yeah, guys, lewisofskanks.com is a website. I'm announcing a bunch of tour dates right now, working on a brand new tour. It's officially Fight Camp, 3 months away from the Ellis Mania fight. We haven't officially announced the date yet, but it's looking like it's going to be the week after Skankfest. Skankfest, November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us. Ticket drop. We're doing another drop of 100 daily passes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday passes, individual passes this Monday. That is it. It's your last opportunity to buy any tickets for Skankfest. We are going to blow your fucking minds this year. We are doing things differently than we've ever done it before. It is going to be the greatest comedy festival of all time. So do not miss your opportunity to come to Skankfest South. Skankfest.net is the website. Make sure you go there 12 noon Eastern, Monday, the 16th of August, for your last, very last opportunity to purchase tickets. That's it. What else? Anything else going on in my life? Shannon, anything else I got to plug?
Podcast merch.
Podcastmerch.com. Grab all of our merch. All right. Shannon's podcast, The Thing Is Ding. And GasDigitalNetwork.com. Subscribe to the premium service. You get access to every single show we do here on the network. We have 20 shows, something like that, 19 now. R.I.P. Irish Goodbye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just stopped doing the show. They didn't leave the network because they were doing the show with Sagalo already. I mean, they were doing another show, same show. It just didn't make sense for, like, you know, I think they had trouble growing that brand because there was, I think Sagalo is great. So technically a superior, it's fine. You could just stop the music. Technically a superior show, you know? That's not hating on Irish Goodbye. That's just saying, it's like, Zach, if me and you were doing a show, and we're like, oh, you know, we're just going to add Shane to the show as well. Like, that's just a superior show. It's not that, it's not a reflection on Real Ass Podcast, but why would you listen to Real Ass Podcast if we also had that as an option? It's just adding more to it and adding a positive that everybody agrees is a positive.
Yeah, it would be like if after years of doing Legion of Skanks, Jay was like, I'm just going to take Soda. These two guys and abandoned them.
Yes. Yes, sort of like that. So there's no fucking love loss. Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon, I love those guys. They're still a part of this world. We're still going to try to work with them in some capacity and do something else with those guys and figure it out. There's a lot of guys that are on, you know, we're working with that we're trying to make it happen with. So unfortunately, Irish Goodbye, RIP. I fucking love those guys. I think they're great. Why is Wolf72 still in the live chat? Tyra Kimball. He actually photoshopped my head on a baby's body. I appreciate that. Give him a free month of subscription to Gas Digital for the creativity. At least he's being creative. That's a solid. And I look cute.
And the tone of the baby's hands is pretty good.
Yeah.
But why do I need to see Wolf 72 is an 80-hour ban? I think they're starting to not ban people when I tell them to ban people. I think it's a thing they do. They say that they ban them, and then I see them in the fucking chat still.
I don't have permission to do it, so Bobby is in the process of doing
it. Wow, Shannon, you got to contact Bobby to ban people.
I know.
Nah, maybe he did apologize. I don't know. I have no idea.
Shannon's showing some skin in the booth today.
Shannon, what's going on at the booth? Guys, go to the booth. Ooh, oh, it's a whole party. Wow. Oh, I like this. Wow. It's a party in the booth. Let's get a little dancing. Come on. Hey, look at Shannon. Shannon loves it. There we go. Natalie's dancing out too.
Dude, this is awesome.
This is great. I love it. This is the right environment for you guys. This is the environment. Does it look like it's fun in our production booth? Being a female staffer at Gas Digital, it's like one of the most rewarding jobs in the world.
Ali almost just walked in there and started doing coke.
I felt right at home.
What a fun job, right? How fun is that?
It's the best. How many buses do you take to get here, Shannon?
I take a bus and an Uber. Not too bad.
Yeah, it sounds
a bus
great.
Bus and an Uber.
Sounds great.
I don't know, Shannon. Go work at the local fucking seashell factory in Staten Island. I have no idea what the fuck you would be doing. What would you be doing on Staten Island?
I didn't.
You a roofer?
Did I complain in any way?
You know, work in fucking parks and recreations, maybe? There's no opportunities there, Shannon.
Okay.
She wasn't complaining.
Yeah, she was. Through Rob. I know what they did. Wolf72 says, Shannon, ignore the tyrant. Why is Wolf72 taking over the show? I want to know how it's possible that Wolf72 is out alpha me on my own show. He's just a fucking chat member. Here I am, getting butt-fucked over and over again by this guy, and I've lost complete control of everything. Shannon, if you were funny, you would fuck Wolf72. Like, if you had a funny bone inside of you, you would find this guy, and you would send a video of me, of you sucking his cock, and him being like, hey, I'm Wolf72. He's 300 pounds, got a fucking dirty beard with nacho cheese in it.
I mean, I could just pick any guy to do that with and say it's Wolf72.
Oh, you pig. You pig. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, we're talking to you. Yo Kratom makes wholesale Kratom, really incredible prices. Very, very affordable. It's the home of the $60 kilo. Shannon is completely addicted to Kratom. She has green teeth at this point. It's uncomfortable for everybody. Every time we see Shannon, she's nodding out. And to be honest with you, we don't think she has that much more time. Who knows? Who knows if it's Yo Kratom's fault? But honestly, guys, you too can be like Shannon and be dangerously close to death. Go to Yo Kratom. I'm kidding about all this, guys. Yo Kratom's safe, right?
Is it safe? Absolutely.
Is it safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. I don't know anything about the science behind it, but if you think it's safe, then that's where you got to go, guys. YoKratom.com, grab a $60 kilo. Okay, where were we?
All right. I mean, should I even address the Loud Boys talking shit? It's not, the Loud Boys weren't talking shit. This other guy was talking shit. I won't even say his name. I won't even say the guy's name because I'll tell you why. Because this is a new thing that people do. People, they know it's a quick way to get fucking clicks.
Oh, they're clout chasing.
Yeah, they're clout chasing. It's another fucking Jake Flores type. And this happens a lot. This right here, this scenario happens once a week. I get somebody tagging me on YouTube, being like, well, this guy calling you out, dude.
Oh, saying something.
And it's some dork. Yeah. It's just some dork being like, there was one guy who made like a 9-hour stream. I never even addressed him. I should have because it was actually fucking crazy. It was bonkers. This guy was an actual retarded person. And it was like, I'm going to beat you up, Luis J. Gomez. It was a 9-hour stream of him just listening to Legion of Skanks and in the camera staring at me, talking shit to me directly. And
that's
it was wild.
If you were funny, you would put that as a Gas Digital exclusive content.
I would. I should. Have him have to take out a copyright claim. Yeah, just start hosting his content. So this happens all the time. I have people that will make videos, they'll talk shit, or they'll tweet at me. And for the most part, I ignore it. I've learned to ignore it. Now, the thing is, Jake Flores, it's just been going on for a long time. So it's like a back and forth. But I'm not allowing another Jake Flores.
It's not the same thing. Jake Flores.
And he has a following at least.
And it's just that they're making up fake crimes. I don't understand where people don't see where the difference is with these two. I've wanted to unload on this for a while. So I appreciate the slight crack in the door.
Good.
You can't make up crimes. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're making up criminal offenses.
Porn. They're trying to say that posting
and it's
porn
been
was
proven it
porn.
Didn't happen. Yeah. There is literal hard evidence that it didn't happen. Yeah. So you are continually
I had somebody very close to Jake Flores hit me up and be like, hey, just so you know, be like, I started following you and I unblocked you on everything because I found out that he was lying about a bunch of shit about you.
Yeah.
This is somebody that was very, very close to this guy. And they were like, that's crazy. And they were like, I'm not gonna, you know, have an enemy out of somebody that like, because he's actually a sociopath, which is fine. I'm not going to make this about him because I don't even want to make
it. It's a crazy different
these are
thing
all,
compared to just getting attention like Kevin Brennan is trying to do.
But this is what, you know, this is a new fucking thing. This is and you're right. Kevin Brennan's guilty of this as well. It's like it's become a new style of fucking let me create some clicks and let me go after people that have a bigger following than me. And look, we've all done it. Everyone's guilty of doing it here and there. Mm-hmm. But this happens to me a lot. And typically I don't give these people any attention because that's what they're looking for. And it's like, why am I going to allow them to win? I have to act like I'm above it. Even if I see it, I'm like, I'm not even going to give them the satisfaction of letting them know that I saw what they said, right? This is a little different. So the Loud Boys, who I considered friends, who I considered colleagues, they invite some guy on their show, and I literally don't want to say his name. I know his name. I don't want to say his name because I don't even want to give him up with like one fucking view, one click, one anything. Okay, it's just some dude, right?
Just some dude.
So you can play the video, and I'll show you what my issue is.
Do you want me to blur out his face in post?
That seems like you're giving him a lot.
I think that's a good idea. No, I like that though. I like it. Fuck it. Go.
Go, Shannon.
Sure. Make this guy a fucking ghost. Who cares? Go ahead.
We're unleashed, dude. Yeah. We're a bunch of comics unleashed.
I do feel like all of us here, we really are fucking ourselves by trying to actually be, I don't want to say artists, because that's the worst way to
hold on. You're fucking yourself by paying attention to literally all the worst things.
That's
the fact
true.
That you know who Luis J. Gomez is.
All right.
You're out of your fucking mind that you care.
I like Luis. I like Luis.
You pause don't it. Like him?
No, dude.
Pause it. Robbie Goodwin is saved. Robbie Goodwin here. It's interesting to watch the way they all react, right? Because Robbie Goodwin immediately goes, I like Lewis. Let me put that out there right now because I know the path that this is going down. I want everyone to know this is still all in good fun. I like Lewis. Lewis is super cool. Robbie Goodwin, saves himself. He climbs back on the boat. Go ahead.
Fuck Lewis.
He's an insane guy doing jokes that were funny 10, 15 years ago.
Pause it.
Who's that guy?
Fair. He ain't wrong.
I would disagree with that.
No,
they were questionably funny 10 to 15
years ago. They were never
ago.
Funny.
Yeah. They had a very niche audience 10 to 15 years ago. It almost doesn't exist now.
No, now it's over. Now I'm out there fucking really just eating my dick off on stage. But this opinion is not that unique. Like, fine, you can say I stink. Cool, have at it. That's fine. I stink. Thank you very much.
No problem.
This guy can say I stink all day. I don't fucking know this guy. I don't give a fuck about this guy. I'll never work with this guy. This isn't somebody that's in my life. It's not even somebody that's in New York. It's just some fucking dude, right? But these guys, the Loud Boys, these are guys that I fucking, I mean, I don't give anything to, right? But I do fucking bring these guys onto our shows.
You don't give anything. You do hold everything over everybody's head at all times.
Yes.
But you don't give anything.
I will not hand it to you, though, but I will dangle it like a carrot in front of you. No, but I don't give anybody anything. But these are guys that I have, like Robbie Goodwin, Dalton Pruitt, and Joe Gorman, I have brought onto our shows, and I have consciously tried to sell these guys as being fucking hilarious. I have consciously tried to push these guys as a great podcast. And let me make this clear as well. The Loud Boys are not on Gas Digital. Loud Boys use the Gas Digital studios and use our producers. We produce their show. They still have their Patreon. They sell the thing. That's not a Gas. I'm not a boss to anybody here, but these guys are not a podcast on this network. So we work with them. I think that they're a funny podcast. But it's a very deliberate thing that I do to push these guys and to bring these guys and to sell these guys as being fucking funny.
But they also add to your show. You can't add that. You can't negate that part either.
Sure.
You know, Dalton's a great comic. You know, I don't know the other guys as well.
Well,
but like,
let's not. A great comic.
Dalton's very funny, man. Dalton's going to be, he's got a lot. Of,
let's
he's got
not,
that
let,
genuine
let's not, hold on, time out, time
fucking
out,
character about him. Dalton's
Rob,
has got a thing.
Have you ever seen Dalton on stage?
Yeah.
Dalton's a great comic.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying that the
evolution.
You tell
me Dalton's a great
there's
comic.
There's something inside of Dalton that it connects in a way that with time is going to be a big deal. Dalton connects with people. I 100% feel this.
Dalton may kill himself in the
yes,
next month.
That's entirely possible, too.
That's
the other route.
I've
which
been,
is why I would love to use love on Dalton, because he's a great kid.
I've had Dalton on Legion of Skanks one time. I've had Dalton on this podcast three times. I do this podcast 3 days per week. I've been doing it for 7 years. I've been doing Legion of Skanks twice per week for a decade. We'll be okay without Dalton.
I agree.
We have been, and we will be okay. Hold on.
No.
I'll tell you. Well, we're going to figure out if he's going to be fucking adding any more to the projects that I'm involved in. That's what I'm trying to figure out, Rob. So,
I got you, Dalty.
No. You can get Dalton's back all you want, but I'm telling you right now, this. And here's the thing. Dalton, in this moment, Dalton is trying to be funny, which I completely get. I would do the same exact thing. So you can keep on playing it.
So wait, just to recap, Dalton's trying to be funny. Robbie's trying to keep the peace.
Yes.
And Joe Gorman is somehow an old Native American woman.
What in the Shane Torres is up with him?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Lewis, you're on.
And like Jay, they're all terrified to respond.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm on Jay's side, dude. I'll fist fight Lewis.
I like Lewis.
No, you don't have to do
he's
shit.
Very,
it's just,
I know.
He's very strong.
No, he's not. He's just tall.
The funniest thing he's ever done. Hold on. The funniest thing he's ever done was been in a Nate Bargatze joke.
Oh yeah, he was in that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gay.
So that's the end of the video. So here's the thing.
That is the funniest thing you've ever done, but it's a great joke.
Yeah,
it's an unbelievable joke.
Yeah.
And everything underneath it's very good too.
What are we pretending here? What are we fucking even pretending here? You know, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking pretend that anybody in this fucking stream is a better comic than me. Anybody that's on that fucking television, is not a single one of them that are even. I'm talking about even close. These are all guys that open for the people that fucking open for me. What are we pretending? These are guys that are fucking funny, that are getting an opportunity to fucking work on bigger shows and get exposed to audiences that like-minded fucking comedians. But it's very deliberate. It's not like they fucking are coming in and fucking killing it and going like, oh my God, I gotta get these guys on the fucking show. No, these are guys that I said, oh, they're fucking cool as shit. Let me bring them onto these shows and expose them to this audience. And our audience thinks that they're funny, yes. But I'll tell you right now, for them to fucking go and it's not even them. It's literally Dalton. My problem is actually with Dalton because he's a fucking pussy. So instead of Dalton going fucking, oh yeah, no, dude, Lewis is my friend or Lewis is cool or whatever it is. He wants to play both sides. So behind the scenes, Dalton's like, oh, you're the fucking man. I think you're great. You're awesome. You're hilarious. And then when he's on this guy's on his podcast, he takes the opportunity to shit on me without even fucking saying anything, without getting my back in any sense. So why am I going to continue to put these guys on my shows and do things for these guys if that's the attitude we have toward each other?
But I think really, he was just being silly, man.
Yeah, do you really think no. that was
when
an
he
act
said
of war?
When he said I mean, he's I, not strong, he's just tall?
Yeah. No.
Like,
I don't
is that the line
silly.
He crossed?
No.
What was the line?
The line that's crossing
that
is I have some guys on their fucking show trashing me, and instead of getting my back even slightly, he's going, yeah, I agree. Lewis
but you
thinks.
Have guys on your show to trash you.
There's a difference between busting balls, Rob, and behind my back, some dude that I don't know fucking trashing me. And if somebody came on this show and started trashing you behind your back, I would literally say, oh, no, Rob's actually really funny. What are you talking about? At one point, I would say that. Yeah. At one point, I would actually...
After we were done all trashing you.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Which is fine.
Of course. Yeah. 100%. The every time I've... You know, people have trashed Bobby Kelly to me, and I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Bobby's the fucking man.
Sure.
Because the amount of shit that Bobby's fucking done for me, he's always gotten my back. He's always put me on. And it's a very deliberate thing. So, no, I think... No,
so, what is
Gorman,
the line that guy crossed, I guess, is more important?
That guy didn't cross any line.
Well, but I mean, what line that he crossed that you would have wanted Dalton to have your back?
I just feel like instead of Dalton go... When this guy says, Lewis hasn't written hasn't said a funny thing in 15 years, for Dalton to go, I agree with that. I think that's a shitty thing to do with somebody that's trying to put you on and push you over as a funny comic. It's a crazy thing that I'm doing here. Why am I pretending that everyone around me is fucking hilarious and brilliant when that is what is reciprocated?
If I may play devil's advocate, please, I don't know if you know this, but Dalton's been going through a hard time lately. He's had a real rough run the last few months.
I don't even know him, and I've heard that he's been going through a hard time.
He's having a tough time.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt. You are going to get a text. I would assume apologizing.
No, I don't want to text apologizing. That's not what I want. I'm starting to understand where certain people are in my fucking world and where certain people are at in my fucking life. I'm not. Maybe I'm coming off like a bitch here, but I'm telling you right now, I felt like at one point
you felt like you got stabbed in the back a little bit.
These are guys that I'm fucking pushing. Why am I pushing these guys on my fucking shows? What is the point?
I think that everybody needs though to concentrate on having your back in the right situations and the ones that matter the most. To my like, you know, the reason I spend way too much time defending you, I need to stop. It does nothing, and it's just a waste of time for me. But the reason I feel I just have to because it viscerally bothers me. Because the thing they're attacking you on, they have so wrong.
Right.
There's lots of stuff to not like you about that they could hone in on, and it would be like, this is fine. They're legit. You're not a perfect person.
573 Gaslight. Should I be cutting Dalton out of my life? I want to go to the fans. Maybe I'm being crazy about this. Maybe I'm being too sensitive. Maybe Dalton should.
Your feelings sound like they're hurt.
My feelings were hurt. These are people that I considered friends. These are people that I considered. That would have my back. These are people that I would have their back. If somebody started trashing these guys on my show, I would get their fucking back. And no, I don't think any of them are funnier than me. Not a single one of them. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Are we pretending that any of them are even close to the stand-up that I am? What are we talking about here? These are guys that are literally just starting out and figuring it the fuck out. I've been doing this for 15 fucking years. Come and see me on the road. These guys literally host the shows that I fucking headline. What are we talking about? This is not a fucking, if we're just being fucking real, why am I pretending that these guys are the fucking, maybe I'm just done pushing fucking people. Maybe I'll just do the podcast by myself and I won't bring fucking young comics onto the show anymore because constantly I'm realizing that it's a bad idea. Constantly I'm realizing that these people don't actually have any fucking loyalty and they aren't actually your fucking friends. 573 Gaslight, am I being too hard on Dalton? Am I being a little bitch? Or should Dalton be cut out of all things Luis J. Gomez?
Did you bring a Leon today because you were so mad at Young Comics?
Well, but I mean, like, are you friends with Dalton, though? Or
like,
is he
outside
a funny
of comedy,
comic that you have in your universe that doesn't, like... Because look, I've known you for 10 years.
That I was considering as like, oh shit, he's one of our new guys that I consider a friend.
Like brought him into the group kind of thing.
But consider a friend and he's one of our new guys is not the same thing. Do you have any outside, I'm a human, you're a human, we're people conversations,
yeah.
Or is he in your universe?
We have.
I'm not saying you haven't, but I'm saying that's what a friend is.
No, he's not. You're not a friend.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm way closer to you than I am to Dalton. I don't even consider you a friend. Exactly. You're barely an acquaintance.
10 years, the only time we're friends is when I can provide something for you. So, you know what I mean? Like, I understand that. That's what this is. It's a transactional relationship. And that's fine. I don't need you as a crutch for anything in my life, luckily. But that's what it is with him. Why are you making it out like it's a more thing?
573 gas line.
Want some callers?
Okay, good. Put them on the line.
It's Dalton.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Oh, I think that they hung up. Hold on. I have so many. Hold on.
There we go. We have a lot. Good. I'm still looking at Wolf72, but it's making me furious. Every time I see his name fucking scroll past, it's making me furious. Let's see. 573 Gasline, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, my name's Trevor. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen, man, no one gave a shit about them before they came on. No one's going to give a shit after.
No. Trevor, truth bomb from Trevor. We're not screening these calls. I want real calls, by the way. I'm not just getting people that are going to agree with me. I appreciate you, Trevor. You just won a free Realize Podcast hoodie. Nice attitude, nice opinion. Put him on hold. Get his information.
Fucking love you, Lewis.
You know what it is? I'm looking at myself. I'm so fucking loyal. I couldn't imagine some fucking dude, some faggot from fucking Texas coming on my show and trashing somebody that I'm pretty friendly with, that I work with, and me not at least going like, oh, well, hold on. Like, let's just take a moment. Like, Lewis is awesome. At the very least, even if you don't think I'm funny,
yeah,
you don't have to think I'm funny.
I will say
I don't give a fuck. You don't have to think I'm funny at all. But to not take a moment and say, oh, hold on. Which, by the way, Robbie did. Robbie wanted everyone to know, like, hold on, I like Lewis. I'm not going to sit here and just for 5 minutes trash this guy and not let everyone know that this is somebody that I actually like and respect. So Joe Gorman was quiet, smart, okay? Very nice, both sides of the fence. Fucking Robbie did, at the very least, played the fucking political move that you're supposed to play, which is like, oh, shit, I probably want to work with this guy at one point. Dalton took the fucking bait and wanted to be Mr. fucking cool. He did the same thing with Tony. He did the same thing with Tony Hinchcliffe, and Tony fucking destroyed him because Dalton is a phony and goes and emails Tony afterwards and was like, I'm so sorry. I hope we can work together. And Tony posted the whole apology. So it's like, either be that fucking guy or don't. But for Dalton to trash somebody like Tony's comedy, Tony's a great comic. He's been doing comedy a long fucking time. He's a killer. Let's not get this twisted, okay? I think the problem with this pandemic has gotten everybody fucking crazy. Everyone started doing podcasts. You get a little bit of fans. You make a little bit of cash. And then you start to go, like, oh, I'm the fucking shit. Are we pretending that Dalton is a funnier stand-up comedian than Tony Hinchcliffe? What are we talking about? Are we not having a realistic conversation about what comedy is? What is this? 573 Gasline.
He wore the red glasses because he's angry. Yeah.
573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I would like to think he pops the lenses out and changes them.
Yo, Lewis? Right.
Yes, sir.
For every mood.
Lewis, what the fuck? You got to sign Dalton up, man.
Say it again? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What'd you say?
This is Kyle from New Jersey, man.
Kyle from New Jersey. Sign Dalton up. Yeah, dude. You got to sign Dalton up for what?
You got to sign him up for a long-term slave contract, man. You let Tim Dillon get away. You ruined Shane's career. You need to make Dalton your breadwinner.
So you think I need to put this all aside and I need to just sign Dalton to a contract and start working with him on a closer?
Yeah, but you get like 35%.
You need to take him under your wing. He just started getting pussy. He didn't know he didn't have to pay $700 for it.
That's true.
The world's ahead of him.
He could have gotten a Leah Jean for 3 hours for $700.
That is not true.
Yeah, you can work with him.
All right, that's not a bad opinion. I appreciate you calling very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's take a quick moment and thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped makes the best below-the-belt grooming products on the planet, including their Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower, look, it's simple as this. It's just a fucking awesome tool that you can quickly trim up your ball hair.
It's got a light on the end of it. It works in the shower. Anything you can pretty much think of it's on top of it.
2 fucking minutes, I'm completely shaven, completely done, ready to fucking rock. Usually, if I'm using a Bic or I'm using other hair trimmers, you got to be super careful. It's like a 20-minute process because you don't want to nick yourself. This is nearly impossible to nick yourself with. It's very, very simple. I love it. I really think it's the greatest product you can get. If you have a man in your life that has a hairy bush, this is fucking what you got to get him. Right now, if you go to manscaped.com, M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com, use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, that's promo code REALASS at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping. Okay, let's get back into it. 573 Gasline. Am I being too hard on Dalton? Am I being crazy right now? Am I being a crazy person? Zach, do you think I'm really being crazy right now?
I think you have a right to feel the way you feel.
Yeah.
And I would also be upset. I think he's just an agreeable guy, and he was trying to take the bit somewhere funny, and it didn't get there.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe.
But I'm also just defending because I don't, because from maybe conversations we've had, I know he respects and likes you a lot.
Well, maybe it got him into a place of being my enemy. I don't know. 573 Gasline.
It
should
seems
I be kind of
wishwashy to go and, back and forth like that.
Well, you gotta pick, well, do you want to be friends with the fucking guy with the Che Guevara background from Texas that hates Nazi comedians? Or do you want to be the fucking friends with the Nazi comedians? Pick a fucking side, Dalton, you pussy. 573 Gasline, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Am I being crazy? Am I being too hard on Dalton?
Yo, blah, blah, for the people. Yo, doggy, I think you're tripping a little bit. No, we should turn our attention. It's Joe fucking Gorman. He didn't say.
Oh, well, you're breaking up a little bit. Hold on, hold on. I heard a couple things. First of all, what's
it's,
your name?
It's the for the people guy.
It's for the people. So you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, for the people.
So you're saying that I should be more focused on Joe Gorman.
Silence is violence,
shit,
baby.
What the fuck?
He did just sit there.
Silence is violence. He just fucking said nothing. At least Dalton tried to make it funny. Yeah.
So you're saying the worst part.
Robbie defended.
Here's what I'll agree with. One of them takes the brunt.
Robbie. He does everything right. He's the best guy. Or fuck him in the face.
We have to. I think Robbie saved himself. Robbie, twice in that video, was like, "I like Lewis." Clear into the camera,
like a pussy. Yeah,
made sure,
like a fucking.
No,
because he knew where
no,
it would
I liked
go.
It. I liked it. I liked Robbie there. That was good. It was smart. At the very least, Robbie played it fucking smart. Robbie's safe in my opinion.
Held his
I
ankle.
Do agree that Joe Gorman may at the very least, Joe Gorman was the least real ass. In the fucking room.
That's without a doubt true.
Now, is that the most, is that the biggest offense, being the least real ass here?
The one that was silent?
I don't know.
Sort of the point of the show.
573 Gasline. Is there another caller?
We're not on the Good Friend podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. Who takes the brunt for this? I'm going to put out a Twitter poll here in a second, figure out who takes the heat for the
I'm
disrespect.
Team Dalton. I don't know the other guys. I'm sure they're nice.
Yeah.
I'm in Dalton's corner. I'm going to do what Dalton should have done for you in that video and stand up for Dalton. Dalton's a good kid, and he's going to be very...
Rob, you're literally banned from the show for a year. Maybe you don't understand. It's not stand up for fucking Dalton Day. It's put Dalton on
hang
fucking trial.
Hold
his ass to the fucking flames day here on the Real Ass Podcast. So maybe you're not understanding the theme. 573 Gasline.
Incredibly comfortable with that.
573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Brian from Boston.
What up, kid?
Yo, what's good?
What are we thinking here?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Brennan was kind of being a, you know, he obviously had something against you. And I just feel like Dalton should have stuck up for you in that moment. Like he was trashing
that wasn't, Kevin Brennan.
Wrong. I mean, whoever it was clearly had something against you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think Dalton should have had your back, man.
I agree.
You put him on.
I just think, I get trying to be funny or whatever in the moment, but just having a moment where you go, it's like, but Lewis is cool or whatever it is. Just to
it's
let
like
everyone
I'm still
know.
Friends with him, but he stinks. You know what? Like,
because Lewis is a bad friend, but you're a great acquaintance.
I'm a great acquaintance.
Yeah.
I think I'm a good guy to know overall.
Roughly, yeah. You're a good guy to know. You're a terrible person to have intermixed in your life in any significant way.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, brother. I don't know. Aaliyah, what do you think here? Am I being completely crazy, or would you not be like, yeah, fuck this guy? Why am I pushing these guys as the fucking next big thing,
yeah,
the next
come down? Consciously.
I mean, like consciously. Making a, if you look at the people that reply to all of their fucking stuff, it's Legion of Skanks logos. It is a concerted effort to push these guys.
You let them do their
podcast
here
and fucking, I was the Andre the Giant to their Hulk Hogan. I was trying to get them over. That was the thing that I, Shannon, is this not, was this not, am I crazy? Or is this not like a thing that we talk about? Where there's certain people that we try to bring on. We try to bring on certain combos of people. This is a fucking deliberate thing. People think this, I wing it. I don't fucking wing this. Shannon, you can answer.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I am on, I'm on your side here.
Thank you. What would you have done, Shannon? Would you have gotten my back?
Yeah, especially, I don't know. It's crazy when it's somebody that, I mean, I have no idea who that guy is. You keep saying you don't want to say his name, but I also, I don't know his name.
No, nobody
knows
who
he is.
I never heard of him before this. I didn't know who he was until somebody tagged him on Twitter.
And I understand someone trying to be funny, but that, it wasn't funny to me.
No, the guy wasn't busting my balls. If this guy was busting my balls, like if it was Bobby Kelly, I'm like, ah, Lewis fucking stinks. He's a Bodak.
No,
this guy doesn't like me.
You.
This guy was making it. So instead of taking a moment and being like, oh shit, you know what? That's actually a friend of mine. If somebody starts trashing somebody that I consider a friend or that I consider I'm very friendly with, I mean, these are, when I can say friends, I'm only friends with like three people in the world, right? But with the, in this comedy
like
universe,
comedy friends.
I consider those guys good comedy friends. I legitimately do. Like Robbie Goodwin, Dalton Pruitt, and Joe Gorman. I would, if I was having a comedy party, they would be invited to that comedy party. They would all be there. They, you know, it's not like, you know, it's like a column or a fucking, or, you know, you guys are like, we've known each other for a long time. I was bringing those guys in like that. But if people are going to fucking, it's not even like behind, trash me all you want, but if you're going to, it's also on their show. So if he was a guest on somebody else's show and he's sort of there in the moment and somebody says something, you don't got to stop the fucking flow of the show, but it's your show. It's your fucking show. If somebody came on my show and started trashing one of my friends and I didn't get their back, I've had this conversation specifically with friends of mine where people have trashed them and I didn't get their back hard enough. And I did get their back. And I'm going like, yeah, you know, I really should have. Because you're my fucking boy. I don't fucking know this guy.
But you're not doing it necessarily just out of loyalty. There's part of it to you that it's about being right. And it's the same thing with Dalton and pushing the guys like that, is that they are funny guys. I mean, again, I know Dalton mostly, but it's like, if you're right again, when you go, I did Tim Dillon, I did this, are you garbage or whatever, it's just another comma for you. That's why it matters
what are
you for
you. About? I don't know what
it's
you mean.
Because when you're right about Loud Boys again, when it is the next big podcast and you've helped push them, it's another thing you get to point to go, I helped with that.
I don't give a fuck about that. Do you think I care that
I'm right
about Tim Dillon?
I do.
You are retarded. Here's what I care about.
I think
about,
you're
Robbie.
Stupid if you don't think that.
I think that
matters.
You have no fucking clue what goes on in my head. I care about making literally millions of dollars, retiring in a decade, and fucking putting my kid into a position where he could just be happy for the rest of his life. That is all I care about. Let's
I
not
also
get
think
twisted.
About putting his kid in a position to make him happy.
He's on fire!
But that's it. I don't give a fuck about being right about Tim Dillon.
Yeah, but that
I'm
stuff
not,
leads
do,
to that.
Do I look at Tim Dillon and go, it's like, look, I had a part in the fucking rise of Tim fucking Dillon.
Well, you just brought it up 10 minutes ago.
When did I bring up Tim Dillon?
In this context of this conversation.
When did I bring up Tim Dillon?
100% you
did.
Did
I say anything about
Tim
Dillon?
Yes.
Did
I'm
I say
positive.
Anything about Tim Dillon?
I don't remember.
I'm 100% positive.
What did I say about Tim Dillon?
In the context of things that you've done, you brought up Tim Dillon showing on it. I promise you did. I promise you did.
If you can show me that, I will give you $1,000.
Well, you recorded
rewind
it
please,
and put it on.
Please, I'll give you $1,000.
You want me to rewind
I want
it right
you to rewind
now?
It right now.
On the air? I don't have a gas membership. I'm sorry, man.
Shannon, did I bring up Tim Dillon at all?
I don't
Shannon
remember.
Walked
Shannon's
out.
In the
Shannon
bathroom.
Quit.
I don't remember.
Shannon got a job at the Tim Dillon show.
573.com. That's not the phone number. I don't know what's going on in my head. 573 Gasline. Is there any more callers?
There is, but I don't know how to access them.
Okay,
wait
till
for
Shannon
her to
comes
get back.
Back. I debated not even talking about this because I know I'm being somewhat sensitive, but I do think it's a real debate. I can be convinced in this podcast to say, you know what? I'm being an asshole. Dalton's just being funny. But I just don't think he was. I think Dalton was being a pussy. And that's my problem. If I thought, look, I'm
you felt that he didn't have a spine.
At the very least, I'm a pretty good judge of comedy. And I don't think that that moment, I get that it was awkward, and he chose the wrong side of the fucking line.
Who clipped that?
I don't know, some dude.
So you haven't seen any of the rest of the clip? You only know the context of that very short part of the clip.
Maybe they went on to talk about how great
it was. The rest of it could have been Dalton sucking your dick for 3 straight minutes.
I could be wrong.
You have no idea.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. And I said I could be convinced that I'm wrong. Maybe you'll be unbanned for a year from All Things Gas Digital, Rob. Who knows what will happen after today's show?
Lives will change.
Let's see. 573 Gasline, Shannon. Put him through. I convince me that I'm wrong. Now I want to be convinced that I'm wrong. Please. Please.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Great. This is actually Dalton's ex. He's met me before. I hang around the comedy club.
Oh, Dalton's
I was
ex.
Watching. Yes. Yeah, we've met.
Yeah, I know. I remember the Puerto Rican girl.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, here's my take on it. You get what you pay for. I mean, you know these guys, they're new to comedy. They're going to be talking about different comedians. They don't really have a lot of loyalty to anybody. And even with Gas Digital.
Especially
like, they're just affiliated with you guys. I know. No, we've settled that. I don't mind anybody talking about me. It's just when I hear stuff, and it should have been told to me first.
So you know these guys on another level, intimately, we'll say.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I know. Physical. I know Dalton pretty well. He's a good boy. He's got good intentions. He's going through a hard time, you know. But listen, like, it's no excuse for, you know, any of that behavior. But you have to manage your expectations, I think, when it comes to anyone.
Yeah.
Did he ever say anything to you about Lewis in private moments?
And has he ever talked shit about me?
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She's awesome. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the perspective. She said something that was interesting because I say this to my chick all the time. Not even manage your expectations. Just lower your expectations for everybody.
That's how she got with you.
Across the fucking board. Lower your expectations for everybody, and then you'll be surprised when they actually do right by you. Mm-hmm. And that actually resonated with me more than anything else that's been said today, which is like, yeah, I need to just lower my expectations for the people that I work with, because the reality is we're all in this for our fucking selves. Not everybody actually has loyalty, a spine, fucking any sort of, backbone in this fucking business. So why am I expecting that of people? I'm expecting people to act like me, you, which is like, yeah. I'm loyal like a fucking dog.
Well, because the universe...
I'm loyal like a fuck. If some dude with a fucking Che Guevara background started trashing, Dylan, who I hate, I would punch this guy in his... I'd square in his nose. I'd break his fucking nose. I'd be like, that's my fucking boy. I hate Dylan. But that's my boy.
Yeah.
But that's because you can't let your universe get too big then.
He's letting these guys let this guy go like, well, look, they're afraid to fucking answer. Hook. Like,
So then maybe reevaluate.
Like he really tried to maybe get them to say something.
Well, I mean, it's almost like these guys, for them to... It's whatever. That guy right there... More power to him. He played them like a fucking fiddle. What is this? Okay. Shannon, it's interesting. Shannon, you could say it.
So Tanner, that works with us, just texted me and said, does Lewis know that this video is from May 2020?
This video is from well over a year ago.
The clip is new. The clip is new, but he's saying it's from the episode.
I didn't even have a relationship with those guys back then.
That's right.
I just knew Joe Gorman casually from years ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, plot points. All right.
All is forgiven. What am I supposed to say?
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. All right.
Well, all right. They're all in the clear.
I can't be mad about that if it's from a year and a half ago.
It's tough. Stuff you didn't even know. Mad about.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We all learned something today.
Yeah. I guess you got to look for timestamps.
What else? I feel like you're going to be mad at somebody for not telling you the timestamps.
So.
So Horatio Sands fingered a child.
Can I get some more coffee? Yikes. Yikes. Why did nobody think to look at the damn fucking clip?
I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
There's nothing to help. It's a non-story.
Well, you're pushing them more now, if anything.
Well, check out the Lab Boys.
Here on Guest Digital Studios.
I think they're great. I think they're all hilarious.
They're our friends.
They're our friends.
They got they're in our comedy circle.
I just got a text from Dalton. He said, what's going on rap right now? I got people hitting me up saying Lewis is going off on me.
Oh, he doesn't God. Know. He
Please
doesn't
text
know.
Him back so call he doesn't him. Fucking kill himself.
Call him on the show.
I'll tell him to call 573 guest line.
All right, well. You know, guys, I didn't know it was from that long ago.
Told you, I was right the whole time.
I'm trying Dalton's to think of an angle kid. Where I'm right still. How? What's the angle where I'm right about this?
You only want to work with people who admired you from the first time they saw you? Mm. Well. Should probably be a pretty exclusive club. It's a small handful of people. You're not even dating one of those.
Oh, first impression Gomez.
Everyone's calling me gay. Everyone's laughing at me. Faggot, gay, ha 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 ha, dog brain Puerto Rican, you dumb fuck. finally. All right, well, you know what? I'm gonna fucking, we're gonna edit all this. I'm digging my heels in.
No one's gonna know.
No, we gotta fucking make this right. I can't be wrong about anything. I'm not really wrong, though. Still not wrong.
In the time and the moment, you had the context.
I don't even know if had I met Dalton at that time. Probably. I think I'd met him.
Wasn't that
a year and 3 months ago?
Quarantine? That was like just like the beginning of quarantine, wasn't it?
Not for Lewis.
Well, no, he was already vaguely in our world then.
Yeah. Had he been on, he'd have been on this. When was his first appearance on this show?
When I had my operation. So it was December of 2020.
I think I was on his second episode and I moved back here in November.
So that was before the first time he was ever even on this show. Wow. Yikes.
Yeah. Well before, because, I moved back in November, and I was shortly after.
So Dalton was just being a real-ass dude?
Yeah.
Right. I'm proud of you, though. Look at you. What? You're accepting that you're wrong.
But can I say, even back then, Joe Gorman had nothing nice to say about you to stick up for. Still a little, I don't know.
Gorman was, you know what? I like Robbie Goodwin even more now. I didn't even know Robbie. He had no reason back then. Yeah. He just really liked me.
Unless he psychotically thought that clip would get to you in May of 2020, he had no reason to do that.
Robbie, you know, I do like Robbie the most out of everybody. So, you know what? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. He's on. Give me 1 second. I still, in the order of how much I like them, it still stands.
It's Robbie.
It didn't change based off of the little bit of information. Put him through. Dalton.
What is going on?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Dalton. How are you?
Hey, what is going on right now?
Listen, hey, first of all, I want to say, let me just say this.
What?
I'm sorry.
I love you.
I'm sorry. I want to say that I'm sorry for everything I've said over the past hour.
I don't know what you've been saying, Lewis. I got people messaging me saying Lewis hates me now. What's going on?
Whatever you're holding, put it down and walk away from it.
Dalton, I don't hate you.
I'm holding Lewis's son.
So, Dalton, here's the thing, right? Obviously, I saw that clip with that guy who I don't know, right? And when I saw...
You should know him. Lewis, you should know him. That is my dear friend.
And I mean this.
One of the funniest men I've ever met.
Bleep that name out. His name will never be mentioned on anything that I do. Thank you.
Well, his name will be mentioned in everything I do, and I work with you, Lewis.
Good. Well, you will never mention him on anything that I do, I promise you, or you will not be working on anything.
We're talking about him right now, Lewis. It's your show. We're talking about...
Hang up on Dalton.
Don't...
Now Dalton's out again. You see? Yeah, I'm not plugging some fucking pussy. I'm serious about that. No. His name is actually... I don't know that fucking guy. That guy's not a fucking, like... And I don't care that he's one of Dalton's best friends. You get to pick and fucking choose, Dalton. If you have if your boy's talking shit about me, he's not being plugged on my fucking platform. That's just the way it works. It's just the way it works.
If your name was as racist as... You would distance
Don't
yourself
say his
from
fucking name
too.
Again, or you're literally out of the studio. I'm not fucking around here. I'm not fucking promoting some fucking guy who's doing that to be promoted. That's not, that guy doesn't get to fucking win. That's not the way it works. Okay. So now Dalton's fucking actually in my, on my shit list again. It's that easy, folks. Doomsayer drop. I don't care that I'm crazy. Let me point this out to you guys. Maybe you don't realize who I am. I've been this fucking crazy my whole life, and I'll continue to be this fucking crazy. Nobody does anything for me. Nobody hands me anything. Nobody's given me anything in my fucking life. Not once. Never. Not once. I do it all for my fucking self, okay? And I will not ever, ever, ever hear that name on this fucking show.
What name?
Say it, I dare you. Say it. I fucking dare you.
Louis J. White Coffee.
All right, let's take a quick second and thank Fume for supporting today's show. Fume is spelled F-U-M, but it's pronounced F-U-M-E, Fume. And they make a really, really great product. They have these little inhalers that are made of wood. They're not electric. You don't have to charge them. And you could breathe in the world's super plants with these little cores that they've built. It's a really, really cool product. And there's a lot of benefits, lots and lots of benefits. So it's everything from calming yourself down to you know, boosting your metabolism, things like that. But the most popular core that they have, the most popular flavor they have, actually helps you quit smoking. It's their Conquer Core. So people are using these to quit vaping, to quit smoking. It really does help fight off the cravings for nicotine. It's made of peppermint, black pepper, and a couple other things, and it really truly does work.
Yeah, and there's bubbly lime for energy and mood boosting. There's one with eucalyptus and grapefruit for a natural pre-workout. Fume is a piece of Canadian wood that's empty inside, just like Rob Mayo.
Look, what you got to do right now, check out their line of products. Go to breathefume.com/real. That's BREATHEFUM.com/real. And use the promo code REAL to save 10% and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. Okay, where were we?
I heard we got your ass eaten on Twitter. How was that?
It was great. Listen to me. What do I do with Dalton? How do I do that? How do I deal with this? I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do.
He's a lovable buffoon.
No, I'm a lovable buffoon.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're the lovable a is a little, that's the strong word.
You think you're lovable?
I think I'm buff.
I think you're adorable.
What does that mean?
It's the first syllable of buffoon's buff.
Okay.
I just heard buff. Yes. That's me. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I have to hate him again now. I don't know what to do here. It was all he had to do was tap it in there and be like, hey, dude, you know what? I didn't even get to tell him it was an old clip.
He's going through a hard time.
I don't care. I get that his friend died. Let me make this fucking clear. Move on. My fucking dad was murdered. My mom fucking killed herself with heroin, okay? Things happen. Things happen in life, okay? You move on. I don't care if you're going through a hard time. I don't care if you're fucking depressed. I don't give a shit. Act normal. Act fucking right. Treat the people that fucking try to take care of you right. That's what you do. That's the way it fucking works. Not even just in this business, in life. In fucking life. So
push it all down and become a raging lunatic psycho to everyone around you.
I've gone through a lot of therapy.
Of course.
I've gone through a lot.
But you're not giving him that time.
Angry-ish.
Yeah. You're not giving him that time to heal, Louis. You've had time to heal. You know,
He could heal on his own time. I'm not a part of his healing process.
Yeah, but you got to do it out of the limelight. You weren't a comic when you had to go through all that.
I don't even know what your point is right now, Rob.
Is that he's
grieving? I don't even
grieving.
He does not get to not act right toward me because his friend died.
It was a year and a half ago.
Wait,
you're
was
mad
that
like
the,
it was today again,
was
you
his,
idiot.
Was the dude who talking shit died? Was that the guy who died or is it a different guy?
I wish!
Which guy was?
Jesus, that would be a crazy turn.
Christ. Christ almighty. Let's go.
But his dead friend is even like a tribute to you. His whole emotion about his dead friend is that he loved you and that being close to you now.
Isn't it fucked up now that I'm taking the tickets away that I was going to give his dead friend's wife? I'm taking away the Skankfest tickets. Isn't that weird that I'm taking away those tickets from his dead friend's wife?
Actually, no, it's not weird at all. It's right on
her dream to come to Skankfest and fuck yeah, guess what? It ain't happening now. How about that? Let fucking White Picker fucking give you some tickets. Okay? Yeah, go get them from him.
White Picker's the Booker of Skankfest. It's days like today where my job's the most important. Yeah.
573 Gasline. Am I being crazy? Did that whole thing... It's mind-blowing. The whole thing is mind-blowing. I don't even know how to act anymore. It's craziness. It's like a movie happening before my very eyes.
Yeah, we literally watched a flashback.
It was crazy. The whole thing was fucking crazy. Am I being crazy? Am I, or is Dalton out? Is Dalton just out of my life? Is that what's going on here?
Almost everybody at this point is saying no, and you're the only one continuing to harp on this.
No, plenty of the fans said yes. Shannon said no. Shannon, you know what? Chime in now, because we found
out the two fans who said yes thought he was talking to Kevin Brennan.
We found out the clip was old. The clip was old, okay?
I feel like just... Now, when he called in, though, he was on the defensive. He didn't know what was happening, and maybe that's why he responded the way that he did.
So Shannon's saying you're skeletons. I feel like that, Shannon.
Wait a minute. Are you saying to give him one more call-in chance?
Maybe.
Have him call in one more time. I'm trying to like Dalton. I am trying to like Dalton.
All right, devil's advocate again.
Please.
You can say everything you want about Dalton. If he's good content, he's good content. He has stolen this entire episode, and he wasn't even here.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am the content creator. I've chosen this to be the content. He is just there in the world. This could be the Statue of Liberty we're fucking talking about. Please, Zach. Doom's airdrop. Whose side are you on, man?
Yours every time.
Not yours. I'm trying here. I'm trying to like Dalton. Trying to like Dalton, the name of today's show. I'm trying to do it with Pruitt.
I'm with Dalton.
Yeah, I know, Rob, and you've chosen the wrong fucking side once again.
All right.
Once again,
I'm
Rob.
A righteous man, Lewis. I do what I feel is right.
You're not. You're not.
What?
Shannon, please help me here.
Are you okay?
Please help me. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard. I'm not a crazy person. I'm not. I'm actually not a crazy person.
That's the best way to know somebody's not crazy is when they tell you over and over again they're not crazy. Yeah.
Yes, my girl ate my ass.
Yeah.
She did it in a very rapey way.
Ooh, did you not want it?
I mean, I wanted it, but then I had to...
Pants down instead of eating your ass?
No, I wanted it, but I had to act like I didn't want it so I didn't feel like a homo. So I'm going, no, no, no. And she's like, come on. It's great.
Did you have your legs back like a baby?
Yeah, legs up. Legs
how recently before had you showered?
I don't even know. She doesn't care. Ugh. He's in? He's on? Dalton.
Lewis.
Let's try this again.
Let's all take a deep breath.
No. No, you take a deep breath. You take a deep breath. You got one more chance to be in my life in any way, in any capacity.
I'll be your boss one day.
That's pretty real.
This is Dalton.
Yeah.
I'm trying to love you.
I love you, Lewis.
No, you don't, Dalton. You don't love me.
Yes, I do.
No?
Lewis, all right, let's talk. Let's actually talk. All right, tell me how you feel.
Well, first of all, if you were a Gas Digital subscriber, you could simply rewind the episode and you could catch yourself up.
I am a subscriber. I use Matt Maron's login. Now, how do you feel?
Bobby Hutch, I need you to ban Matt Maron's account. Because the amount of people that use his login... it really is a thing. Like, he does, and I also think that he has a comped account from when he was a Comedy Fight Club, which we got rid of Comedy Fight Club years ago. Ban whatever his name's his account.
Matt Merritt. Matt Merritt. This just turned out Matt Merritt instead.
Good.
Is Dalton clear?
Go ahead, Rob Mayu. Talk about how great Matt Merritt is now, you fucking cock.
I like Matt, but you know.
All right, Lewis, I actually do want to talk. All right, so, like, what's going on?
So, I saw this video of you speaking to He Who Shall Not Be Named on my show ever, right? Obviously.
Okay, I'll play by your rules.
Thank you. Now, I went off for, I would say, 54 and a half minutes about how you had no loyalty and
Lewis,
about how you were...
Let him get through it, Dalton, trust me.
So how you about how you were... Had no loyalty...
Don't knock the shovel out of his hand.
No spine. It was real hard. We really went. We had phone call. We had callers call in. Your ex-girlfriend called in. It was a whole to do.
Dalton, this is they're probably sitting next to each other.
Dalton, this is Mayu. I want to be very clear. I had your back the entire time, buddy. Love
Rob you. Doesn't understand. He thinks that whatever he's doing right now, it's actually bad for him. I don't know what Rob's angle is here. Ban Rob for a fucking year from all of our shows because he doesn't understand whatever his game is fucking retarded. I don't even get it. I don't whatever the angle. It's not funny. It's not interesting. It's not even right. But whatever Rob's thing is, put it on the fucking calendar. He's out of my life for a year, and I don't need to do a secret 420 show. Fine. Cool.
Okay.
Rob's done.
Who is it?
Rob Mayu, exactly. Exactly. Rob fucking Humu.
Who is Rob? I don't know which Rob we're talking about. There's so much
he
yelling.
He just burnt a bridge with me for somebody that doesn't even know who he is. So.
Who is Rob?
Exactly. You're right. You're right, Dalton. Good job, Rob. So, I spent 54 and a half minutes trashing you, and we're trying to figure out who was the worst person in that clip, whether it was you, Gorman, Goodwin, safe. Goodwin fucking kept himself nice and safe, made it clear, I like Lewis, said it twice, looked into the camera, made eye contact. I believed him. Now.
Wait, I thought you weren't mad about this anymore, and you were mad about his first phone call.
Let's finish.
Okay. Let's let him get there.
So after 54 and a half minutes, one of my producers does their fucking job for whatever they were doing for the first 54 and a half minutes, who knows? But one of them comes in and says, oh, that clip is an old clip from before when Dalton was ever even on your show. You never even really met Dalton before that. If so, maybe just casually. And then egg on my face. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Well, Dalton didn't have any loyalty to me. This is boy talking shit. Fine. And I admitted I was wrong. I was like, you know what? I shouldn't have. Who cares? That's dumb of me. I look like an idiot now. Then I called you. And in the moment, I said, hey, dude, don't fucking say this guy's name on my show because he doesn't actually like me. He's not somebody who I consider a friend or somebody who's obviously somebody who genuinely doesn't like me. And then you go and promote this guy twice on my fucking show. And that's where we're at. So I'm saying that I can be convinced to still like you, but you have to understand my perspective.
I understand your perspective, and I thank you for explaining it to me. That, let me say this. That person in that clip is one of my closest friends. I've known him since
I wish it was the one that died. I wish it was him that got electrocuted.
Dalton, I
swear to fucking God, dude, I hope he gets electrocuted.
Can I tell you something?
To death.
I know him very well. I know him very well, the way he lives his life. That is not outside the realm of possibility for him.
Good. Go ahead.
He's a dear friend of mine. I love him to death. I've talked to him about you. He likes you. He has his own opinion. Like, he's a very individual man.
I hope he gets shot in the head by a stray bullet. I swear to God. I hope it's not even meant for him. I hope it's meant for a fucking barbecue that he's walking by.
This last year, he fought two packs of coyotes on his walk home. He lives a very strange life. So he could get killed by a bullet, lightning, whatever. But he's a good friend of mine. That clip, that was before any... I did not know you at that. I know.
That clip is not the problem anymore.
Okay, I disobeyed your rules the first time I called in.
Thank you.
Lewis, I love you.
No.
You know that. You know that, right?
No. I don't know anything about you, Dalton. I'm still trying to figure it all out. I don't know who you are.
And Dalton, if you're so sensitive about your friends dying, stop hanging out with people who might die.
Don't tell them that.
My whole life. I'm surrounded by people who are going to die tragically. It's fine. Look, I love you, Lewis. We don't know each other that well. We just started working together and knowing each other. We're getting to know each other. I talked shit on a podcast a year ago about you. We talked shit, and I disobeyed your rules the first time I called in.
That's right.
Because I'm trying to be funny.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I love you. When after my friend passed away, you asked me to come on Legion of Skanks. I'm willing to admit I was not ready. I should not have done that because I went crazy doing that. I did well, but it all got to my head because I was still grieving, you know? So, but
I'm sick of him.
Yeah, that was the funny thing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I can't say
see,
that.
And now I'll side with you. That was absolutely the right thing to
You're
do.
Trying
in
to get back to my
it's just a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. I didn't want to listen to him go off on a fucking serious tangent there.
That was quite a bit.
It's fine. We're fine. We're fine. Look, if the clip was from a week ago, like I had thought it was from a week ago, I would feel as if people that I am friendly with had betrayed me. That wasn't the case. People have that opinion. People all over the fucking world have that opinion of me. Who gives a shit, right? So that's that. It's about loyalty. It's about friendship. It's about getting your friends back. And honestly, it's not about being right. Because if somebody said you stink, Rob, and you do. But if somebody said you stink, I would be right fucking there saying, fuck you, that's my boy. I've known him for a fucking decade. Rob rules. That's who I am. And that's the standard that I live my life. And those are the people, hold on, those are the people that I want to have around me in my life. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong. I don't know what you want me to say. Okay.
I get that.
So that is the level of loyalty that I expect out of my friends and people that are in my circle and people that I'm trying to push as being fucking the next version of Legion of Skanks or Real Ass Podcast or whatever it is. And we have created a fucking platform here and we do have a lot of respect from the fucking fans and they do listen to what we say. So that is why it upset me. And I wear my heart on my sleeve. Simple as that. And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I admit that I'm wrong. So it is
what it is. You apologize.
I did apologize. I was wrong. I should have checked the date on the clip. Made for a pretty good podcast.
Not bad.
Overall.
It was cool to have a nice cohesive theme through a whole episode.
It was a movie.
It was the beginning, middle, and end. This is the Dalton Pruitt story.
Those are nice when you can have one just thing that occupies the space.
So, I admit when I'm wrong. That's
what were the other things, out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Horatio Sands being sued for sexual assault of a minor.
Wow.
Another story where you should have checked the age on something.
NBA player jumps into action to save a 2-year-old falling into a pool.
The NBA player drowned.
So you should just do this with the extra topics.
Man with foot fetish made over 1,200 calls to medical hotline to make women talk about their feet. Doctor issues warning about peeing in the shower. And
I thought that was supposed to cure athlete's foot or something.
No. Battle over an airplane window shut. Airplane window was shown on a TikTok video. So yeah, these were all the other topics we did not get to today because of the Dalton Pruitt story. But you know what? Honestly, can I be honest? I feel closer to Dalton now. He's taken Rob Mayhew's places in my friendship.
Such a toxic relationship.
So I do feel closer to Dalton now. You know, sometimes you have to go through it with somebody in order to through it with do it. Yeah. Well, I went through it with do it.
Pruitt.
Whatever his name is.
You said it three times.
Dalton, do it.
And I've been defending him the whole episode. And I didn't even pick up on
it. In the beginning of the episode, we said, say your vitamins and take your prayers a few times. Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I can't believe we didn't fucking know what it was.
Say your vitamins and take your prayers. Okay, look, we're going to fucking wrap this one up. Thank you guys for watching. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
That's all, folks.